supplymybusiness.co.uk. Find suppliers and quote for work locally. Try us free until 1st of May 2016.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, January the 12th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Sirkin. That was a double go at Tracks of My Tears.
It was a good song, though.
It was a brilliant song.
Smokey Robinson.
I have no idea why it played it twice. It was really bizarre.
It could be the sort of gremlins in the studio, New Year and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it was worth a listen to twice. Cool.
Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters, have tweeted you.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, and they said, Vanilla Web, you still have time to make your food order for this week's delivery in Kent. Organic Sisters. And they say, check out our website, which is riverford.co.uk. And they deliver veg, fruit, meat and more. Pantry.
Pantry.
Yeah, I've actually got two chickens coming this...
Have you?
...on Thursday.
Lovely.
Not live. No, it's not sweet. You've got your sweet face on. It's not. No, they're dead.
Aww.
They are dead chickens, sadly. But they're coming with my veg delivery, because I did plump.
Are they organic dead ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, why I love them, Paul Andrews and listener, is because they are happy chickens. They've had a happy life, and they taste...
Are you sure
different.
They're still happy?
Well, not now, no. Not now they're in my box, but my turkey was absolutely amazing, I have to say.
Yeah, but I saw the tweets of that. That took you 7 hours to cook that turkey.
Yeah, it did. It was big. It was huge.
Yeah.
But that was the whole nice thing. We popped it in the oven, then we started,
drunk a crate of Prosecco.
Yeah, we had some smoked salmon.
Dropped it on the kitchen floor, gave it a run under the tap, put it back in the oven, hope nobody noticed. Yeah, okay.
Took the dog for a walk, sat under the tree, had a little Bailey's.
Got the turkey legs back off the dog, put it back on the turkey.
But it was, it tastes like meat should taste, because it's run around. Because I make a lot of soups.
Right.
And Ramsay, I make lovely soups. And I find that even from my butcher, and I've got a really good butcher, when I get the carcass of the chicken, there's no carcass there. And I was talking to Riverford about it. I said, there is no carcass on this bird. And it's because we're consuming so much now that the birds don't get to develop their muscles and their skeleton. So big, big difference. So, if you're making a soup, you want a good skeleton. So.
You want a muscly chicken.
You want
basically.
A nice...
You need a need a bodybuilding chicken is what you need if you want soup, apparently. We've had a tweet from the lovely Shirley Mansfield, sometime co-host on this programme.
She is lovely.
And she says, I'm listening now as I've been practising my putting this morning. For those of you that were listening last week, we had Neville Gaunt of MindFit Golf, and he obviously gave Shirley some good tips that she's been out trying. So thank you, Shirley. Thank you for joining us. And another new listener, Bradley's Accountants.
Ooh.
And they say, hi, we are ACCA Qualified Accountants in Welling, Kent, and we would love a shout-out on the Business Bunker Show. Well, consider yourself shouted out. That's Bradley Accountants, and you can follow them on the Twitter at Bradley's, BradleysACC, Bradley's ACC, on the Twitter. So do give them a follow. Lovely folks over there in Welling. And we've also had We Do Social Media. Hey, Vanilla Web, please shout out for our LinkedIn and Facebook training for businesses. We're launching it soon, and we can't wait to get started. And that's it. That's thanks, Linda and Ellie. And you can follow those folks on We Do Social Media, and their Twitter handle is We Do S Media. All one word, We Do S Media. Cool. What you got, Jules?
Right, we have Celebrating the Arts, and this is Kent Creative Awards. And they say, get your nomination in now. Now, I'm sure the link will be on the Kent Business Radio website.
It is indeed.
Because my co-presenter is very diligent.
It's under the community tab.
Okay, so you can look on Kent Business Radio, but it's the Kent Creative Awards. Get your nominations in, so nominate people. You can also go onto the kentcreativearts.co.uk website and go on a little / thing and find Kent Creative Awards categories.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome our second guest of the day onto the show, the absolutely awesomely lovely,
awesomely epic,
epically lovely, awesome,
sitting on the moon,
Charlie Woodhams. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
It's a real pleasure to welcome you onto the Business Bunker Show. Charlie is from the Christchurch Canterbury University Unitemps organisation, which is interesting, to say the least. So, Charlie, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about you and then a bit about CCCU Unitemps.
Lovely, thank you. It's great to be here. I am a recruitment consultant for Canterbury Christchurch University. So I've been working in recruitment now for several years. What's really unique about Canterbury Christchurch Recruitment Service is that it's a unique campus-based network that gives us access to all of our students, our graduates, and we also work with skilled workers in the local community as well.
Okay. So you've got a network of this. So is that from Christchurch, or do you have call on graduates from other universities too?
Yes, we can work with graduates from other universities. Mm. Our branch in Canterbury works with Kent. So any local businesses in Kent looking for workers, we can help them.
Right.
And obviously anywhere local to Canterbury is ideal for our students. So what we can help with is temporary recruitment, permanent, full-time, part-time roles. And obviously that includes the graduate schemes as well.
Okay, let's explore some of those things because it's quite a big wide-ranging set of things that we're doing here, and let's start with some obvious things here. Do you offer the service to graduates whilst they're still studying, so you finding them part-time work and ways of earning money to pay back their massive debts to the government and to, you know, feed themselves on baked beans and whatever students do these days?
So you
basically have students that are still studying, mm-hmm. that are looking for temporary and part-time work to finance their way through university.
Yes, that's it.
Which is quite tough because my son at the moment is in year two, mm-hmm. and I've actually told him, he works as a lifeguard at the moment, but I've told him to scale it down in year two because, you know, there is a fine line between working too much.
Definitely.
So what would your advice be on that?
I mean, we can offer work from anything from 1 hour's work up to, you know, a day's work, a few weeks' work. So, you know, we sort of try and fit in. If that student's got a holiday, then we can work in those times so it wouldn't affect their studies.
Brilliant.
And then when they are studying, you know, some of the students don't have, you know, lots of hours to do.
Sure.
It tends to be, you know, sometimes it might be just a couple of hours work that they're doing at university, so they need a bit of part-time work actually just to keep them going.
Mm.
So what we've initially started doing when we opened in February 2015, we've worked with all of the university internal hiring departments, and they recruit through us all their temporary staff, so all the caterers in the university, administrators, we've got research assistants, you name it, they're all coming through us now. So the students are working where they're studying, they're working in the university, helping out the university, and obviously for them that gives them excellent employability skills, everything that's essential that they would need when they actually go out to work.
Absolutely. It's a bit obvious when you think about it, really, isn't it, eventually?
Yeah.
But it's amazing that people don't do things like that.
That's it. We are unique. We're the only agency in the UK that's actually doing it.
Yeah.
Our franchise has been running now for over 25 years, and we've got about 13 branches in the UK.
Right.
But we're the only, you know, model that is actually doing that. And I'll tell you something else that's really unique about it. Mm. Our sole aim is to get as many jobs as possible for our students. So actually any surplus that we make at all, it's all reinvested back into the university, into employability projects, and other projects that are run through the university.
Absolutely.
Give us an idea of an employability project that you've been running.
We are looking into schemes. So there's obviously a lot of graduate schemes in London. Something obviously students have issues with when they're in Kent is getting to London. So actually one of the schemes we're looking into is funding their travel and paying for their travel so that they can carry out their graduate scheme for a year in London.
Right, okay.
So that's something that we've looked into amongst other things.
Absolutely. I was going to say, while you were saying that, Charlie, and it's absolutely right, apart from the fact that a lot of your students need to earn some supplementary income to, you know, finance their heavy drink, no, their studies.
Their shots.
Yeah. Jägermaster does not come cheap. We must stop being horrible to them. Yeah. But trying to be
Isn't
serious
it a Jäger bomb?
Yeah.
I had one once.
Did you?
Yeah.
They're lovely.
They are lovely.
Really? Anyway, because there's an advert going around about Jaeger bombs at the moment, isn't there, on TV? They just produce one, I don't know why. Anyway, we weren't talking about that at all. What I was going to say to you is one of the things that I like about what you're doing is it isn't only an opportunity for those students to actually earn a bit of extra money to finance their way through their learning. It's giving them work experience.
Yes.
And as an employer, and as I'm actually the lead on education and youth employment for the Federation of Small Business, and one of the things that our members have told us repeatedly is that basically what they want from young people coming into the workplace is a work ethic and a work attitude, and particular skills are trainable. What they want is that experience. And of course what you're offering here is experience.
Yes,
absolutely.
So what we do is obviously help them through their recruitment side of things. So we've got a careers department that can help build their CVs. We can also help them with their interview skills.
Right.
So there's a lot of extras there that are all offered within the same department that I'm working in.
Okay.
And then what we would then do is get the local businesses on board, obviously working with the university, and it's just about gaining as much opportunity as we can for them.
Yep.
Recently with local businesses, we've had a variety of roles for bar staff, actors, perfume assessors.
Wow, that is a variety.
That is a massive variety. And actually within the 11 months that we've been open, there's been 3,726 different assignments, different job roles, and they've actually completed over 100,000 hours in 11 months.
Well done.
So we are getting the work for them, and it's just about making others aware that there are excellent high caliber students waiting to work. You know, they're so enthusiastic. They want good things on their CV to say,
absolutely,
this is what I've done and this is what I've learned. You know, even things like, you know, getting to work on time, excellent communication skills, you know, having something.
It's the basics. You're absolutely right, Charlie. It's the basics. It's proving you can get up on time, you can turn up, you dress accordingly.
You can answer the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Properly.
You can do all the basic things. That's all we need to prove. You know, it doesn't matter what you actually did while you were there. You know, that's not what's being assessed, is it? Absolutely. I was fascinated by the range of quirky things that they've
done. Most definitely.
Now, was it sniffing bars and something?
So it was perfume assessors.
Assessors.
That's for a scientist, a local scientist who's doing I suppose a research into how the brain works and the sense of smell.
Okay.
I actually participated in that yesterday myself in Canterbury. It was very interesting.
What were you sniffing?
I saw a photograph of Charlie with a really strange swimming hat on.
Yeah, with all these electrodes that are connected to my brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And apparently she's got one.
Yes.
It found it.
What scents were you? Were you doing chocolate and lemon?
I wish. No, it was different perfumes.
Right.
Some of which weren't very nice.
Okay.
But I had to smell the perfume and then carry out an assessment whilst doing it. So it was really interesting.
Sure.
One of our other really interesting roles is zombie actors.
You could do that, Paul.
I could do that.
You could definitely do that.
It's something that's coming up again this year. Basically,
count me in.
They are a company and they do like a zombie apocalypse days.
Right.
And
now that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
I remember something from last year. There was a zombie apocalypse charity walk for Pilgrim's Hospice, was there not?
Yeah, okay. So they do these evenings and they need zombies to come and scare people, basically. And people will pay to get scared. So that's one that's been out to our students and will be coming up again soon.
I can supply someone that can do that really easily. No names, no pack drill, Jules. Wow.
That's
so
it.
At least, I love that. I love the quirky differences.
Definitely.
You would never think of that in a uni, would you? Really?
No.
So another one we had was a snail assistant.
And now, was that for the lady that does the snail farm?
Yeah.
That's the one.
She
provides the snails for Cafe Rouge.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. She's actually been in here with one of her snail farms.
And we ate some.
Yeah, yeah, we did indeed. No, we didn't. They were live.
It'll come. Well, the raw diet, darling. You've been.
Yeah. Cannibal.
So, yes.
Helen Howard.
Helen, well done.
Helen
well
Howard.
Remembered. Yes. Yeah. Sweet.
That's it. Lots of interesting roles.
I mean, absolutely. Helen Howard has a very interesting story because she actually sells snails to France, which I find quite bizarre.
Oh, that is very, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's been on my show and also on Paul's.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So, you're finding all these weird and wonderful, quirky jobs.
Definitely.
I'm sure you find normal jobs as well.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you're placing students into temporary roles so they can earn some extra money. Does your service go beyond that, though? Do you go beyond helping the students while they're at uni into finding them work once they've graduated?
Definitely. Yeah. We actually work with them, you know, forever, really. You know, if they've graduated 20 years ago and they want to come back to us now and gain some help and advice, then that's something that we can help with. And we work with others in the community as well. You know, if they haven't graduated, it's, you know, not a problem. We will help everybody.
Right, okay.
And something that's really good that we can do is when a job comes in that's very unique, we're able to search through our systems and source the right candidates for the right roles.
So, so we can you have snail tamers on your books.
That one was a bit more difficult, actually. But we filled it within like 2 days.
Yeah.
She was in influx with applications.
But I'm assuming that because you're a university and you have a huge range of courses and subjects that you're studying, and you know, you have things like biology departments and stuff like
That's it.
Actually, it's not quite as daft as it sounds. You know, having people that are, you know, familiar with snails or what are they called? Gastropods or whatever.
Escargot, or whatever.
Gastropod, yeah. No, I'm not talking food. I'm just talking technically, you know, you're going to have a biology department and somebody in that biology department will probably have written a thesis about snails at some point. So, you know, you're going to have people that actually do know something about it somewhere in your campus, presumably.
Have we talked about the cost to the people that want these apprentices? Small businesses. Have we done that?
No, I mean, that's something that I will be bringing up. I mean, what we deal with from the employer's point of view, we can deal with everything from the job adverts, applications, the timesheets, which are all online. We deal with all payroll side of things and all legislative compliance. We will basically tailor make the service for you. So depending on the service that you require as a business, you know, we can develop it and tailor it. And our prices are very competitive because obviously, as I say, we don't make any profit ourselves. It's the surplus is all reinvested back into the university.
So, Charlie, what is a competitive price?
If you were looking to advertise on our website, we would promote that on our website and also through all social media channels, which are managed by myself. And that would cost £100 for the advert. If you were then looking for us to shortlist, find the candidates, source those candidates, interview those candidates, the fee is £300. And then if you were looking for payroll services, there's a nominal fee on top for that, which is negotiable, depending on the business.
Fantastic. Good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I'm fascinated by this. This is some really cool jobs there. Mm. I like quirky jobs.
Definitely, I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got some really interesting things coming up. It's a really exciting time for us. We're currently doing some work with the Kent Invicta Chamber.
Right.
We're getting involved in a project that they've got coming up. We've created a business-to-business offer, which is especially for them.
Right.
It's our one-year anniversary, which is next month. So that's absolutely fantastic.
So you'll be contacting Sally for cakes, most probably.
Oh, yes, we should do.
She does make a good... She's based in Whitstable.
Oh, lovely.
Highly recommended.
Brilliant. And it's, our one-year anniversary, we've got a new scheme that's coming up for all of our candidates. We're going to have a uni temp of the month.
Right.
So we can celebrate our students, our graduates, other people from the community. We can celebrate all the hard work that they're doing for us because, you know, without them, we wouldn't be here today. They're just amazing and enthusiastic. So
I can testify to that too. Because
you've got some of them, haven't you, the apprentices?
I've got a little bit of a background here. I haven't done it for a while, but I occasionally did some lectures at Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
A very interesting lady who was a student at the time, Deborah Criminella, ran a business group there as well, where they had lots of students that were interested in starting their own business, and it was a student organised thing. And I was lecturing on business and entrepreneurship there, and got dragged into what they were doing, which was really interesting. But just the reason I brought it up is I actually met up with Deborah again. She graduated a couple of years ago. I met up with her just before Christmas, and she's now working in a very senior position for IBM. And it was very interesting to hear her experiences, having been at Christchurch and then moved on from there. So absolutely. All good stuff. Now, I think I heard you say when you were introducing the kind of things that you do, that you've also been involved as an agency in placing people out in work experience type things. Is that something you are actually doing? The reason I'm asking, let me tell you why I'm asking. I've also been involved quite heavily with the University of Kent at Canterbury, mm-hmm. and they do a thing called knowledge transfer and stuff like that, which is where you can actually do a project in collaboration with the university.
Yes.
Yeah, is that something that you guys do too, or something similar to that?
It's not something that we do. We only do with paid work opportunities.
Right,
whereas
okay.
I believe those ones are sort of integrated into the course of
yeah,
such,
they
so
are.
Not
yeah,
actually
yeah.
paid opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a separate department that deals with that, so
right, okay.
it's our business school that we deal with those types of,
right, okay.
of courses.
Yeah, which makes sense, yeah.
And that's that we do all liaise together with our careers department,
yeah.
but, you know, our side of things is just the paid opportunities and gaining those employability skills for students.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, fantastic. And you're just coming up to your first birthday
first
at Christchurch?
In wow. February.
Yeah, so we expect to see a tweet of a cake.
Most definitely. I've been doing all of the marketing for it. We've got some stuff going out with the Kent Invicta Chamber.
Right.
And, yeah, it's going to be a really exciting month for us. We've got lots going on. It's been very busy.
Cool. And just let's do some logistics here now as well. Where are you actually based on the campus?
So we are at Augustine House.
Right, which is the brand spanking new one on the Ring Road.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's
we are on
there,
the
yeah.
ground floor, opposite the atrium. I can literally see
oh,
the cakes
are,
in
yeah.
front of me.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
brilliant.
Okay.
So they've got a new coffee section there. So they
yeah,
do
yeah.
coffee and cake. So I literally can see them from my desk all day.
Wow.
But it's lovely. It's busy there. It's the library. So it's the core for students. They're always there. So we're always engaging with them.
Fantastic. And how many have you got in your team in Unitemps?
There is three of us in the team. Mm-hmm. We have Amy. She is our internal recruiter and receptionist.
Right.
Then myself, I deal with external development only and also the marketing aspects. And then we have our branch manager, which is Sam Taylor. She right. oversees everything.
All right, guys. Cool. Mm. Good. Right. Now what we need... You wanted to tell us something else?
Only the contact details for
oh,
us.
I was going to say, yes. what we need now is the contact details. Yeah. You read my mind. Go for it.
So our website is unitemps.com.
Yep.
And if you want to follow us on Twitter, we give updates all day from me. I'm very interesting and everything's fascinating that I say. So definitely follow me.
She's got some awesome tweets. And there was an epic one earlier.
Was there?
Yeah,
yeah. Can't wait to read them.
Yeah. Give us a shout for your Twitter handle.
So that is at @CCCU_Unitemps.
Fantastic.
And yeah, we're very active on there and we always follow back.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Charlie, thank you so much for joining us on the Business
thank
Bunk
you.
Show. Absolute pleasure to hear from you. I love what you're doing. I love the fact that you're giving students the opportunity to work within the university as well,
yes.
which is just, you know, so much common sense. It's
yeah.
unreal, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And then you're putting things back into the students' employability too, as well as getting them the experience and getting them to earn a bit of money as well, which is lovely. So all power to you. Well done for that. Keep on keeping on. All the contact details that Charlie just gave you can be found on the Kent Business Radio website, so do look those up if you haven't written them down. And if you're an employer in the Canterbury, East Kent area, do give them a call if you're looking for some very well-qualified yeah. students to do work for you. For the moment, Charlie Woodhams of Unitemps, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show.
Thank you very much.
Big pleasure to speak to you.
We've had a tweet from the Kent Business Tweeter, and they say, hello, Paul and Jules. The free, friendly business networking at the four great tweet-up venues. And the next one being, just looking at their calendar, is Whitstable is the 21st of January, and that's at the Hotel Continental, right there on the seafront. And then, of course, the famous Lenlys, the department store, with free parking. That's on Thursday, the 28th of Jan. And the times are 10 o'clock at Lenlys and same, actually, at Whitstable. It's 10 o'clock till about 12. And it's free friendly, so just take your business cards, go along, and you can go on to kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk to find out more. And we have also quite a lot of tweets still coming in, but I'm just going to read a little email. The Kent Invicta Chamber, this is the breakfast networking, and it includes a full English, 8 to 9.30. For Chamber members, it's £15 plus VAT. For non-members, it's £20. And the next one is on the Thursday the 14th at the Sun Pier House in Chatham. And then Thursday the 21st of January, it's at the Marlowe Theatre in Canterbury. Coming up for your diary, it's Thursday the 28th of January at Base Point Centres in Folkestone. So you can go onto the kentinvictchamber.co.uk website. And then just a curry and beer reminder. This is, they say, hello and happy new year. Just a reminder that the first curry and beer networking event of 2016 will be on the 21st of January at the delicious Raj Moni in Bromley. And the postcode for that, if you want to write it down, is B for Bertie, R for Roger, 1-3, P for Peter, and A for Alison. The event is from 6:30 onwards, and they said that they also have a plan to have a curry and beer night in Maidstone at the Mogul Dynasty and the Everest in Ashford in the next few months. So you can find out more by going, or you can phone them on 01689 768 273, and there'll be a link on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that. We've got dozens of tweets still coming
we
in.
We have.
We've had a tweet from SF Recruitment, who are SF Recruits on the Twitter, and they say, hi, Business Bunker, we'll be very appreciative of a shout-out for salesfriendrecruitment.co.uk. Excuse me. They say, we just launched last week, and they have lots of sales vacancies, and I think they're based in Tenterton, I believe, or somewhere in that area. And whilst we're talking about the Tenterton area, we've had a tweet from Abamaxa, who say, we grabbed a seat and we're listening to the Business Bunker show.
Where are they?
Abamaxa, I think, are in Bindon.
Okay.
And they are an online purveyor of luxury goods, I Ooh. Believe. But you can find out by following them on the Twitter, Abamaxa, A-B-A-M-A-X-A.
They're probably having a little sip of Bindon wine while they're listening, I would
could,
think.
Could well be.
Yeah, and some Kent crisps.
Yeah, yeah. Social Marley, the Social Marley fish are loving and listening to the Business Bunker with Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin, and they've sent a picture of their aquarium. So thank you for that. I'm sure the fish are absolutely entranced.
There's something very fishy going on there, isn't
there? Yeah, yeah. We've also had a tweet from East Kent College.
Oh.
In Ramsgate, I believe. East Kent College on the Twitter, Vanilla Web. We've got some great East Kent professional courses for seasoned business professionals, which deserve a shout out on the Business Bunker show. So consider yourself shouted out. And you can follow either of those. It's East Kent College is one of their Twitter handles. But the professional courses you can find out by following EKC Professional. So do give them a follow.
Well, of course, East Kent College have a fabulous hospitality course.
They do indeed,
they do.
Yeah.
They've had Gary Rhodes came from there. A lot of very, very well-known chefs came from there. I've just been followed by Uncorked Monthly, which is it's an online wine publication bringing the exclusive industry interviews and new bottle experience. And they're based in Michigan in the USA, so hi to you guys there.
Fantastic. Another new listener, Retortle, retortle.com. Vanilla Web, will you shout out our white label social management platform? It's an invaluable tool and sales funnel for SMEs. And you can find out about it by following them on the Twitter, Retortle, R-E-T-O-R-T-A-L, Retortle. So do give them a follow.
Is your business doing well and are you proud of what you've achieved? Why not shout about it? And this is Kent and Victor Chamber. You can go onto their website, which is kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. And it's about the awards, the Kent Invictor Chamber's 2016 awards. And they say that entering the awards can give you the chance to show your clients, customers and competitors how successful you are. It'll also give you invaluable promotion opportunities, powerful PR and marketing tool. It'll give you recognition throughout the county, boost staff morale and further recruitment. And also you'll get an engraved glass trophy. And the winners of the Chamber Awards will be announced at a gala dinner to be held at Canterbury Cathedral Lodge on Thursday the 17th of March of this year in the precincts of the historic Canterbury Cathedral.
Hysterical. Yes. The hysterical cathedral.
I'm very rusty after my long holiday.
Absolutely.
Apply now, and they say, and join us in promoting business excellence in Kent. So again, that website, kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, and there will be a link, as always, on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Andrew Knott has tweeted to say, Jules's jokes are getting worse.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know. I need to practice.
They are indeed. And just to prove that we've started a whole run of worse jokes, we've got a tweet here from The Hunting Edge, who said, "We're listening into the Business Bunker. It's a great show." Boom tish. And we've also had a tweet from, where's it gone? I've lost it.
You got that spider there. Look, did you see him?
Yeah, I saw. I thought you read that one out. Venom
I did,
Tech.
But
yeah.
I wanted you to because he's awful, isn't he?
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah.
Yeah, that is
Venom.
Probably...
Venom of the week from Venom Tech.
I think that's one of the worst pictures they've ever sent us.
Is it?
I wouldn't want to see that. Would you?
I wouldn't want it in my bath.
No,
that's true.
You don't have baths, do you?
No, that's true. I've never had a bath. No. I was making that up. I was trying to pretend.
I remember when I got my new stone bath, listener, and dragged Paul in to look at it, and he said, "Oh, I don't really have baths." He wasn't impressed at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a tweet from home instead underscore tw, say, "Hi Paul, we've got lots of part-time positions available in West Kent. Please could you give us a shout out?" And that's from Simone. You've just been shouted out.
Now that's looking after people in the home rather than going into hospice.
I believe so, yes, indeed.
Or
yeah,
care homes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Based in West Kent, Seven Oaks, Tunbridge, Tunbridge Wells area. We've still got dozens of tweets. We'll read some of those in a minute. But right now, do you know what? It's time for...
Channel Radio News Update.
So the Federation of Small Business has calls for help for smaller firms to access affordable flood insurance. And despite the water, many small firms have been resilient during the current floods crisis and managed to stay open and support their local communities. FSB is grateful to those that have protected businesses and are helping them get back to their feet. FSB is calling for help to ensure small businesses can access affordable flood insurance. And John Allen, who's the national chairman for the Federation of Small Businesses, he said that the FSB research, I should say in his voice, the FSB research, has published in July 2015 and demonstrated that many smaller firms struggle to access affordable flood insurance, with 9% in flood risk areas reporting difficulties and 6% reporting that they have been refused cover. This equates to around 75,000 smaller businesses across the UK facing difficulties in finding affordable insurance and 50,000 being refused. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff. I'll just read on a little and then we can perhaps talk about it. This is a long-standing issue, and as ministers in the insurance industry plan to bring in a new flood scheme to bring back those refused cover, FSB has expressed its deep concern to ministers and the insurance industry that the smallest businesses will now be excluded. Much like households, micro-businesses are those least able to negotiate competitive insurance. And when the new scheme is introduced in April of this year, FSB calls for the smallest businesses to be included. I mean, some of you listeners may have seen the photos on Twitter, especially, of the flooding. The Stour burst its banks. I know that Riverford, who we've just mentioned, Riverford Organic, they struggled. They were driving through big floods in their van, but they still got their produce out. But do you remember Harry Covert? His house got flooded in
Yalding. Yeah, it did indeed. Yeah.
I mean, they had to move out for, I think he was out for 6 months out of his house and business and office. And he runs a catering business as well as other businesses. So I wonder whether, I think it's brilliant that the FSB are doing this, and are small businesses getting enough help? So if you have any experience, do tweet us about it, because I know if you are flooded, it can take ages to get rid of that smell of damp.
Absolutely, even. Absolutely it can. I'm just trying to find out when, in a week or so's time, or sometime in the next couple of weeks, we've actually got a lady from Cascade Insurance, Julie,
who's
actually coming on to the show to talk about insurance in general, but I happen to notice, because she tweeted it the other day, that they are doing a lot of work to help small businesses with flood insurance.
Yeah,
and
well,
I can't find
I'll
it in my
something
diary.
Something while you potter, shall I?
No, I can't find it in my
well,
diary.
Well, Home Instead have just tweeted us, and they say, "Yes, Jules Serkin, you know your stuff, much appreciated," meaning that they do look after people. Because it wouldn't be just elderly people, it might be younger people that are infirm as well that need help at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
More FSB news. The government sets out further detail on new apprenticeships and a levy on employers. The government has announced that its proposed new apprenticeship levy on larger employers will take effect in April of 2017 next year. The new levy will be set at a rate of 0.5% of an employer's pay bill. So that means that each employer will receive an allowance of $15,000 to offset against their levy payment. This means the levy will only be paid on any pay bill in excess of $3 million. The government, therefore, expects that less than 2% of UK employers will pay the levy. It will be paid through pay-as-you-earn, and by 2019 and 20, the government intends that the levy will raise $3 billion in the UK. All employers, whether they're within the scope of the levy or not, will be able to access the funding it produces. However, employers in England who pay the levy and are committed to apprenticeship training will be able to get out more than they pay into the levy through a top-up to their digital accounts. And the government will also establish a new employer-led independent body to set apprenticeship standards and ensure quality. The body will also advise on the level of levy funding each apprenticeship should receive. Funding caps will be significantly higher for programmes which have higher costs and are of high quality. So that is further detail on the new apprenticeship levy on employers. We should have paid, took the Chevy to the levy for that, shouldn't we?
American pie. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You're invited to comment on the new M20 lorry parking plans.
Am I?
This is to resolve Operation Stack, allegedly.
Yeah.
The impact of Operation Stack last summer continues to be felt by many businesses across the county, and now that funding has been made available, it's essential that businesses has a say on how this money is spent. There is a link to the Highways England consultation pages where you will find details of the proposed lorry park and an online response facility. And the consulting closes on the 25th of January. For those of you that don't know, the plan is to put a big lorry park just the other side. I'm pointing for those of you that are watching me on TV.
None of you. Works on radio, doesn't
it? I was wondering about that.
Yeah, absolutely. At Junction 11 and the motorway, which is the M20, which is where we're closest to, the other side of the motorway, Shetway Council have compulsorily purchased some land there, and they are proposing to put, I think it's a 4,000-part lorry park there. Anyway, you can go to the government website and add your tuppence worth to your thoughts on this. And I will give you the whole link, but it's typically a long link, but you'll find it. If you go to gov.uk/government/consultations, it comes under management of freight vehicles through Kent. So you will find it there, but I'll put a link in the community pages of the Business Bunker show so that you can find it. But we'd urge you to take the time to respond to this consultation and to play an active part in this. Operation Stack affects so many of us.
Yeah.
And if the government get this wrong, we will have wasted the money and got no further forward.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that the proposals that they're putting in place are right.
It was chaos, wasn't it?
It was absolute chaos.
Yeah.
But considering Operation Stack has been in operation for nearly 30 years now, and it took utter chaos to get them to pay the remotest bit of attention, and even then Highways England paid no attention whatsoever, we need to get this right. We've got a one-off chance of getting this right, because once the attention goes off of this and it isn't as bad next year, you know, we won't be able to do it. So do go and put your input into that, especially if you're an affected business on all sides of this, in the Folkestone and Hythe area.
Well, it affected me coming in from Whitstable, which was ridiculous.
But it's not only Operation Stack. You know, it's now the people that will be affected by the lorry park.
Yeah, of course.
Do you see what I'm saying?
So you've got to put your two penny worth in and get involved with that
that survey.
Called objective. Thank you. There's a two-year plan to increase take-up of R&D tax relief. And the HM Revenue and Customs have announced a two-year plan to increase take-up of research and development, the R&D tax relief among small firms. Measures will focus primarily on increasing awareness and making it easier for firms to apply for this type of tax relief. For example, HMRC will publish improved guidance to help increase firms' understanding of R&D tax relief and provide business certainty through the Advance Assurance Scheme. And under the Advance Assurance Scheme, which was launched in November last year, 2015, HMRC assured eligible firms that their first 3 years of R&D tax relief claims will be allowed without inquiry. More on that on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. There'll be a link there, but you can also go to 3ws.gov.uk, Government News Boost for small businesses.
Cool. There's a couple of events coming up, and one of them's got a change of date, so I need to tell you about both of these. Mm-hmm. There's a business breakfast with Tom Tuggenhat, and Tom is MP for Tunbridge, and he's prepared to meet with small business owners and small business operators in West Kent, and he's going to be holding a meeting on the 15th of January, that's this Friday, at the Eden Centre, 4 Elms Road, Eden Bridge. And it's your chance to meet your local MP and to discuss business issues with him face to face. There's also a these are organised by the FSB, by the way. There's also a business breakfast with Kerry Tolhurst, who's the MP for Rochester. Now, that has had a date change. And Kerry is now going to be meeting with business people on the 12th of February. On the 12th of February. And the meeting will take place at the Innovation Centre, Maidstone Road, Chatham. You can find out and book your space on both of those events, and you can also find out about all the other events that the FSB are running by going to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk FSB events page, which is found under the blog tab. So do have a look for that and book yourself on one of those MP meetings.
Kent and Victor Chamberlain, the Moosley Mafia, they have a breakfast networking, including full English, 7:30 to 9:30. Chamber members and non-members are £24 plus VAT. And they provide an informal business-to-business networking breakfast in a congenial and relaxed atmosphere, they say, where local business people can get together, enjoy mutual fellowship, share their good news and discuss topics of mutual interest. Members are from all types of businesses. Now, the next one will be Wednesday the 20th of January, and that's at Warren Sports Club in Bromley. And then Thursday 28th at the Mercure Maidstone, and Thursday the 25th of February, that's the date for your diary, at the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. FSB News, again, the new employment legislation is due in force in 2016. The following employment legalisation has now been confirmed as coming into force in the early part of this year. The public interest disclosure prescribed persons amendment number 2, order 2015, will come into effect on the 1st of February 2016. It amends the list of prescribed persons to whom qualifying whistleblowing disclosures must be made, to add new persons and delete others, and to amend the description of matters for which certain people are prescribed. The amendments include the removal of the Audit Commission for local authorities and the National Health Service in England and the Standards Commission for Scotland, and the Chief Investigating Officers as prescribed persons. Very official, this, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely.
They also include changes in the matters for which the Care Quality Commission, the Health and Safety Executive, the Homes and Communities Agency and Welsh Ministers are prescribed persons, and the addition as prescribed persons of the Commissioner for Ethical Standards in Public Life in Scotland, Health Education England and the National Health Service Commissioning Board. If anyone's listening in America, they'll love that, won't they? That, all those English words, like persons.
We don't say persons,
do we? Except then, in legal.
Yeah. So if you're listening in America, get with the programme.
Yeah, y'all listening. Yeah. FSB News, government urges employers to prepare early for the national living wage. The government is urging businesses to take steps to prepare themselves for the introduction of the new national living wage, the NLW, from the 1st of April of this year, 2016. It's advising employers to take four simple steps to be prepared for when the new NLW becomes law. These are to know the correct rate of pay, which is £7.20 per hour for staff aged 25 and over, find out which staff are eligible for the new rate, update the company payroll in time, and communicate the changes to staff as soon as possible. Employers can find out more by visiting 3wslivingwage.gov.uk. And I expect my diligent co-presenter has put a link on the Kent Business Radio.
There is indeed. There is indeed. We're still getting inundated with tweets.
We are.
Which is lovely. We've had a tweet.
Supply My Beers have popped up again.
You're going to read that. Well, I was just going to read that.
No, you do it so much more sweetly.
Well, I was going to go with Fromage and French for a start.
Oh, I don't know then.
Fromage_French on the Twitter, based over there in Tunbridge Wells. Guess what they do?
Do they make cheese?
No, they don't make it.
Or do they import cheese?
Probably.
Do they eat cheese?
They sell it.
Okay, well, they must eat it as well.
Guess where it's from?
Kent.
No.
France.
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
Fromage French. Ireland. Wales.
To be honest, I wasn't really...
Zambia. You weren't listening, were you?
Well, I was watching a tweet that was coming through.
Mozambique.
So what kind of cheeses do we know?
French.
So a little bit of, Reblochon. It's one of my favourites.
I'm sure they've got a little bit of everything slightly French.
And where are they based in Kent?
Tunbridge Wells.
Lovely.
Business Bunker, awesome used cars. Have you seen the latest cars for sale?
No.
Or sell your car here, carsfromkent.com. That's their second go today. Yeah. They already tweeted earlier,
well,
didn't they?
Well, they did a couple. I thought they were sneaking in at the beginning.
Yeah, they're sneaking a few in.
Yeah, they often send me pictures of really nice
You can
cars.
Read the Supply My Biz one now.
Well, I won't, actually, just to annoy you. I'm going to read out lovely Adrian, who was your guest when I was away. He says, good afternoon, Paul and Jules. And you know,
Adrian Kearney?
Yeah.
Ah, hello, Adrian.
What he does, listen, if you don't know him, you can follow him on AK Pet Services. He's a licensed 24/7 door-to-door pet carrier for you and your pets. If you've got a little crocodile that's got a bad leg or something, he will take it to the vets. Mm-hmm. He'll care, support and transport you every step of the way. So give us a call today. His number is 0...
That's Partry, Adrian. Nice one.
0777258951. I actually want to ask him if he could take some marmalade and things up to Michelle Rue Jr. Because after I had my frolic with Michelle Rue, which was lovely, and lovely lunch...
I knew you'd get that in somewhere. Yeah, go on.
He loves me, darling. So after that, I got the Kent producers together, and I said, could we take, can I... I hope he's not listening,
a
Michelle,
goodie pack.
Because he doesn't know.
It's a surprise. Michelle, turn off now. We don't want you to spoil the surprise.
But what they did was, they got me this thing, and I was going up to London on the train. They've got me this huge tray of marmalade. I can't carry it.
Marmalade?
Just things, Kentish things, marmalade, jams, chutneys, pickles.
Any crisps?
Kent dark chocolate, crisps. Well, crisps are not the problem. They're light. Honey. I can't carry it. So now, it's been in my house.
What a blow. Mm. You must be so disappointed,
but
Jules.
But I need someone to transport me to Michelle Rue's La Gavroche, preferably with me. We'll be suited in boot and we'll march in with aplomb and hand it to them.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so if anybody ever goes up to Mayfair, Oxford Street, round there, and they want to give me a lift, please do.
Okay. I've got a tweet here, and I really shouldn't be reading it out, but I'm going to. It's from Home Instead, who just tweeted.
That's their third mention.
Yeah, and they said, Jules Sirkin from another web, thank you. Yes, Jules, you really do know your stuff. Much appreciated. Oh, no, she doesn't.
Yes,
it was
I do.
A lucky guess.
No.
It was a lucky guess.
Home Instead, you see. It's all in
it
the brand.
It was a lucky guess.
It's all in the brand.
Supply My Business have said to Charlie, CCCU, Unitemps, Vanilla Web, Jules Sirkin, I wish I'd had access to that kind of service when I was at university. What a fabulous idea. Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. And we've also had Bradley's accountants who say, thank you, Business Bunker, very much for our tweet out earlier. So, Jules.
Yes, well.
Have you finished?
We've made it. Yeah, I'm just reading my emails now.
Are you? Oh, well, you've finished now. She's finished.
Well, I've done
She's finished the show now. We've only got 3 minutes to go, so she's had enough and it's
just,
all over.
Just remind me who our sponsors were.
Today's show sponsor was RAP Office Contracts.
Making a lovely pod somewhere for you. Pods are very in for this year, aren't they, 2016?
Absolutely.
Apparently you're going to have one in your garden.
Yeah, Julie tweeted a picture of a pod that she thought I ought to buy earlier. Yeah, absolutely.
I think you should have a revolving one.
Do you really?
Yeah, because then
should it go round and round as well?
Yeah.
That would be a carousel, wouldn't it?
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, why don't we look at who's we've got coming up later on Channel Radio today. Coming up at 4 o'clock on Channel Radio, we have the lovely Natalie Benaig with Kent Creative Life, and a lineup of guests from the world of creativity and art.
Flamboyant.
Who?
As well.
Natalie.
Well, all of them. They're all creatives. They're all flamboyant, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can be.
Yeah, they can be. Yeah. But it's a fabulous show.
It is.
Do have a listen. That's 4 o'clock, Kent Creative Live here on Channel Radio. That's followed by the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery.
So is he doing it from India?
No, he pre-recorded. He's been in India. He's back next week.
Oh, is
he's
he?
Been in India. Yeah, he's on his way back.
And he's got married, is he?
No, well, he Facebooked us to say that he'd met someone while he
he's
was out there.
He's always fighting off women.
And Kevin made reference to the fact it was probably a monkey.
That's an in-joke, I think. I don't think the listeners are going to. But let's just say that he does have a sort of, you know, posse of women that do follow him around.
Oh, Craig, he's the lady's favourite.
Yeah,
he is. His stripy socks what does it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's very sporty, though, isn't he?
Yeah, Craig, he is. Yes, he is. So you can listen to the Craig Avery Show, focusing on the entertainment world, and that's from 5 till 7 tonight. And that is immediately followed by...
Potato Show.
18 tracks of unsigned new and upcoming music on the New Potato Show with Mr. Jamie Andrews from 7 till 9 o'clock. And after that, we have our comedy show, I Was Lord Kitchener's Batman. Valet. I would say Batman, it's valet. I Was Lord Kitchener's valet. And then we have the fabulous...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So, do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the shows today. But for us, that's it for this week. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkins, our fabulous guests, Mr. Ramsey Kane, Karen from IPS International, the lovely Charlie Woodhams from Unitemps. A big thank you to today's show sponsor, RAP Office Contracts. We will be back with you next week. Have a brilliant week and we'll see you all next Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.